Let's open up the Alan Kelly and Company Train Hotline. Welcome in the president and CEO of Capital Broadcasting, the parent company of The Fan, Mr. Jim Goodman. How are you, Mr. Goodman?
I'm good.
Pretty excited.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, happy Thursday and a very contentious rivalry week, which is making for some fun radio. But the other news of the day is pretty good news for us and the local community and those who like local sports. Local ownership for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yes, I agree. It's really exciting. I was thinking about this today. First day that Pete Carmanos came, I'm trying to think of the year. I'll get my dates right. Mm-hmm. But I gave him a ride in Sky 5 to say, look at this triangle. Look at this place. You know, this is a great market. Let me show you everything that's going on. He had some people with him. I didn't ride with him, but put him in Sky 5 and told him, you know, if I decide to come here, you're not going to land. I mean, you got to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. So you put him up to it. That's nice.
I put him up to it. But, Joe, listen. Let's think a minute about what Pete Carmanos did. So he's got his hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides to put it in the triangle. Not only that, he put $40 million of his own money in the arena to equip it for hockey.
Right.
Then he turns around and signs a lease on the arena and promises the community it'll never have any losses on the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's, in my right from the beginning, I was really amazed at the commitment that he made to the triangle. You know, he's got more confidence in the triangle than anybody I know to make that kind of commitment to us, and it's really paid off. I'm really proud to be part of his organization. I was so excited. You know, the first game they played up in Greensboro.
Yes.
And so I decided this is really important for us, and we're going to put it on television. And I don't think anybody works with me thought that was a good idea, but we did it. So we carried the game live from Greensboro, and I preempted CBS to do it. CBS was really mad.
I can imagine.
They called up and said, you can't, you know, preempt CBS for sports. I said, this is not sports. I have the right to preempt for an important local event.
Uh-huh.
And that's the first game of our hockey team. That's what was an important local event.
Now, I was going to ask you about that. You know, a lot of people don't understand a lot of the behind-the-scenes things that go on with local sports and how important, you know, the community is and local businesses are to, you know, national sports teams like this. And it goes all the way back to 1998. And what I wanted to get into a little bit here, something you can elaborate on, what does this mean for the local economy to have a team like the Hurricanes? We have college sports, but when you have a professional team, what does that mean for us locally?
Well, I mean, it's a business. It has lots of employees, the arena, and what's going on, and the players, and it generates a lot of business for other businesses, and what it does for the quality of life for the region. You know, when people are thinking about moving to the region, to say we have an NHL team here is very important as we recruit businesses and companies. So it's just part of the overall. You see, wait a minute. Now, let's see what's happened. We won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I couldn't believe that. We had the All-Star game.
Which was huge for downtown and what they've been trying to accomplish on Fable Street.
We had the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so just been, I think, remarkably successful. So this, this is Pete Carmanos' team. I mean, none of us are investing in this to help him win hockey games. I mean, I think this group, you know, I don't know if this was in the press release or not. I think it's 10 investors of a total of about $25 million. I think that's about right. I think all of us think two or three things. One, I think it's a good investment. Mm-hmm. I think the value of my investment is going to go up. And if you ask me why that is, that's because I believe in the triangle. We've got 600,000 more people here in the next 15, 20 years. It's a really good operation. I think it, the value of the business is going to improve. So, but that's not the real reason is to show support for a very important business in the community and to help them in any way we can.
Jim Goodman, the president and CEO of Capital Broadcasting, parent company of The Fan, joining us on the Alan Kelly and Company Train Hotline. I have to ask, as a limited partner now, what are the kind of perks you get now with the Carolina Hurricanes?
The best one?
Yeah, well, give me the best perk of this.
Is half off at the souvenir shop.
You only get half off?
I only get half off, but that's good.
Half, okay. No, hey, you take what you can get, right?
That's fine. That's fine. I think we're doing this really to see. If you look around, I don't have a lot of specifics of this, but I have read about the notion that pro teams really like to build a local investor base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that long term, you get that local community tie-in and you get support. And
that's what I was going to ask about next. You know, fans, when Karmanos was looking for ownership, and fans get worried because they hear a lot of outside influence about how this market was struggling early on, this market shouldn't be able to sustain a team. They hear ownership possibility. They're thinking of outside groups that might want to take the Canes away. What I think this does is that puts that to rest for quite some time, does it not?
Well, you know, I had a reporter ask me today. The reporter said, now, are y'all doing this so that he won't move the team? And I said, what?
Right.
Come on. The guy, look at what he put in the arena. Look how successful he is. Look at the growth plans for this market. He's not moving the team. That's not. There are two things that I don't think anybody should talk about anymore. One is moving the team, and the second is, can this market support a hockey team? I mean, to me, those questions are over.
Yeah, those are definitely over.
You know, we don't need to talk about that anymore, and we need to continue to grow the club. But we need to sell more suites. We need to sell more tickets. We need to get more sponsors. We got to do all those kind of things. And remember, we're going to have 600,000-700,000 more people here in the next 15 years.
But and that's, I guess, that the final question. Jim Goodman joining us, the president and CEO of Capital Broadcasting. Jason Dixon, the program director, is probably going to get mad at me for going way over on the clock. But then again, I could just tell him, well, Mr. Goodman called. We break the clock for Mr. Goodman. But
right.
A lot of people, and Adam and I have talked about this multiple times, where do you see the future of the arena? Is the RBC Center something that is sustainable over time? Or as we talk about local businesses, what we've seen at the American Tobacco District, that campus, do you see an arena being built downtown at some point?
You know, I've been out of town really for a couple of weeks, and I got a note that there was a letter to the editor in the News and Observer that we need to build an arena in downtown Raleigh. Mm-hmm. I know that some people want to talk about that. I can't really imagine that. You know, our arena's in the top 10 arenas in the country.
Right, in terms of...
And it's well located. I think we're all used to how to get in and get out. It's very serviceable, and it actually sort of still looks new to me. So the notion that we would want to build an arena somewhere else just doesn't... I have no idea why we would do that. I mean, we have all the suites we need. We have everything we need. It's a terrific arena. It's where everybody wants to play.
No. It's just in terms of NCAA regionals, you know, bigger events, those type of things.
Well, you know, we had a big fuss about where to build it.
Yeah.
That group wanted to build it downtown. There's a group wanting to build it at Carter Finley. And, you know, I actually had a plan to build it out by the airport and have everybody, Raleigh, Durham, Cary, everybody pay for it and make it a regional arena. But it ended up at the fairgrounds at Carter Finley, and I think it's well located and will service us for many years.
Jim Goodman, president and CEO of Capital Broadcasting, owner, parent company of this radio station. We got to pay some bills. So
yeah, okay. Before you do,
yeah,
let me tell you something I'm really proud of.
Okay.
So, here's what we got to do. Here we are with this broadcasting company, and we're in this market, and we don't have any pro teams, right? And so here comes this pro team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, I think Chuck Caton's really good. I'm glad we got the network on 99.9. Is anybody any better than Forslund? I don't know who that is.
No, Forslund's the best in the biz.
Yeah, and I think Mike's coverage makes us a big league, a pro city
mm-hmm.
sports radio station.
And
I'm serious about that. I mean, that's something I really wanted to do. And if there's a hockey team that has a better flagship radio station, I don't know who it is.
I mean, in terms of
right?
new media,
just proud of that.
Yeah. So we
I'm just
are
proud of that. That's all. I mean, that's
No. Hey, we're glad that you're proud of that. Trust me, we're glad that.
No,
you're proud
I mean,
of
you
that.
Know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
I mean, we gotta act like we're a sports radio station that can handle a pro team. That's where we can. I know everybody's happy with the play-by-play, happy with Mike. I'm a happy guy about all this.
We're glad. We're glad. No, we're happy about this partnership, and I'm glad we have the Canes, and I'm glad we can devote as much coverage as we do. We get to talk to Chuck, and we get to talk to John. We give massive amounts of pre and post, a lot of post game with Maniscalco, and he's able to do a lot of things. As other media withers, he's out there able to cover the team, do a show, get on Twitter, write about it on SportsFan. I mean, we do what we need to do.
There's one other reason I invested.
And that would be?
It's going to be fun.
Well, of course. That's what sports is all about.
You know, Pico Manos and Jim Rutherford and Jason Carmanos are good guys. I mean, it's fun.
That it is. And we have to go.
Okay.
It was fun talking to you, though.
All right. I'll be quiet now.
Thank you very much, Mr.
I'll see you.
Bye.